From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, does the new French president signal a new French way of life?
But first, to the candidates for president in this country. The Republicans were in South Carolina last night for their second debate. And for a few moments, at least, the gloves came off. Slate's John Dickerson was there.
John Dickerson, in your piece in Slate today, you write that you think Rudy Giuliani did pretty well last night, especially in this response to a statement by Congressman Ron Paul that perhaps the United States had some role in inciting the 9/11 attacks.
It's an extraordinary statement. As someone who lived through the attack of September 11, that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've ever heard that before. And I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11.
John Dickerson, what did that moment say about Rudy Giuliani?
That was a bit of grandstanding on Giuliani's part, but that's part of what debates are about, grandstanding. And so he took that moment, he interrupted the line of questioning, and he shot back at Congressman Paul. And for Giuliani, who'd had a bad first debate, that was one of the ways in which he did much better this second time.
You also thought that John McCain improved somewhat.
He articulated his positions on immigration and against torture in a way that may not win him lots of fans in conservative circles who don't like his positions on those issues. And he also got off one of the zingers of the night, knocking Romney for his history of flip-flopping.
Mitt Romney had flip-flopped, and here's what John McCain said in response to a comment from Governor Romney that some legislation that the Senator McCain has sponsored hasn't actually worked out very well for conservative interests.
I haven't changed my position on even-numbered years or have changed because of the different offices that I may be running for.
John, you write in Slate that you don't think Governor Romney did especially well last night.
He had a kind of bland or even performance. He didn't have any major gaffes, but he was considered to have done quite well in the first debate, which means his expectations were a little higher. The questions also, he didn't get, you know, some of the good questions that some of the other candidates did. So it was kind of just an even performance for him. The problem, of course, with the McCain quip is that it'll get played again and again. So many of the people who didn't watch the full Romney performance will be left to see just that quote.
John, let me go back to something that you said earlier, this issue of torture, because I thought both Rudy Giuliani and John McCain were interesting on this. The question was, suppose the U.S. captures a terrorist, knows for certain that the terrorist has information about an impending attack. Is it okay to torture that person? And this is what Rudy Giuliani said.
I would tell the people who had to do the interrogation to use every method they could think of. Shouldn't be torture, but every method they can think of. I'd say every method they could think of.
So in that response, John, he's saying you can do anything you want, but just don't call it torture?
Yes, it seemed to be confusing, both from Giuliani and others who were saying, do whatever's necessary to get this information from these supposed terrorists to stop this impending second attack, but don't torture. What was interesting about John McCain's answer is it was a two-part answer. He said he would authorize as president whatever was necessary to get the information out of these supposed terrorists, but then he quickly added that the scenario was a kind of one in a million, and he reasserted his position against torture.
We've talked a lot about the three leading contenders, Senator McCain, Mayor Giuliani, and Governor Romney. How about the others? What other candidates did you see last night who impressed you?
Mike Huckabee got off a quip at John Edwards' expense, which is, you know, good red meat for a Republican crowd. And former Virginia Governor Gilmore had a kind of very spotty performance. He initiated some attacks on his opponents, but wouldn't name them, and the moderators had to kind of draw him out, and he looked a little unsure of himself as he was trying to criticize his opponents.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. You can read his piece on last night's debate at slate.com. And John joined us today from the airport in Columbia, South Carolina. John, thank you again.
Thank you.